sits all the way down, so, and Henry set his head. Also, the thing about it is it'll start, when you start ricocheting, give them time to think about it. You know what I mean? And you'll see. The problem with, we have is, first of all, we are not going to invite them until after the roads tomorrow, because it will be considered to be the other thing, inviting them today. Or tomorrow afternoon. Well, what I meant is tomorrow afternoon, yeah. They'll
call it is over.
Right afterwards. I mean, one evening, or there's just one of those things, but we should. Well, under the circumstances, I guess if we run it at 9 o'clock, oh, we can tell they want to come now.
Some of them will want to go.
the dispatch at 11 o'clock.
Well, my judgment is that you have to fight them off to walk out with you. Go right out there and park some of the credit. I'd rather have them in their department when they learn.
Say, the announcement will be made. If we take the dawn at 10 o'clock, it'll all break before we ever make the announcement at 12.
But if you said it would be detrimental to the national interest if you said anything about this before 12 noon?
Not worth a damn.
Not with some...
Well, but not worth a damn with Fulbright there, for example. He's got to be there, and he is a son of a bitch and a leaker. He's always done it. He's never failed to leak anything we've had it for. He doesn't deliver. So I guess that's how you just got on our side.
Well, Scott will leak.
He's got on the hook just because he can't be just a fool of himself. But, we don't want to. I guess as soon as the moment that meeting is over, it's going to be out. It'll be out. They'll walk right out and say, I can tell them this is a national interest. It requires nothing to be said to talk about this. So screw it. Who's he to say with a national interest? So, that's that.
Even if you suggest they go out the back door?
I know them too well. They won't be getting this mess here if they don't get out the back door done today.
Yeah, because they have their favorites.
Networks aren't about to break them.
Well, even if someone leaks,
no, that's the point he's making.
You're tying up the news source. You're tying up the.
You don't tie up on the hill.
You don't tie.
Yes, sir.
You don't.
John, I'll bet you AP and UPI, if they're backgrounded before that announcement, would give a hell of a lot of thought before they move that on the wire. If I don't want to switch
that. They would move in a different way. They would have the president. They said it is known that through so that it is.
No,
let me say this. I think the best thing to do is to have the meeting.
Then they're locked with their own...
Maybe 10:30 is a little better.
10:30.
Then I could read the TV at 11.
11 to 11:30. And then give them time to go rushing to the street.
Yeah, but then you go there, you read, you mean you just read the lighting, but the important TV, you know, you understand, the three major commentators.
It's important, Mr. President, that those who appear immediately after your broadcast be equipped to analyze it as a historic breakthrough. And this is what we have to do. And in this case, it would be the White House correspondence.
I think 10:30 is about right.
And with all your previous speeches...
And incidentally, Henry, if the meeting goes past 10:30, you get up, get the hell out. Yeah. You understand? The meeting goes past 11:00. The press is more important than finishing the conference.
The 11 o'clock briefing can be not a very deep briefing. It can be what we want them to say.
Sales points.
Now, on your Vietnam speeches, for example, Mr. President, which they all hated, basically, we still got them to repeat exactly what we wanted them to repeat.
Your other backgrounders should cover them.
I also trying to tell you to have some fact sheets. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Well, that's okay.
But, Mr. President, I think this you
have will be good. These guys have got to read some. Write the story. Get right back on it.
I've heard it, but that's why I proposed it.
Yeah. Well, the thing to do is let Henry talk to you, and you get the feel you know as reporter what you do, and then you write it down like you the points. They let Henry edit it. In other words, find Henry on the substance. I agree, give him 5 points. And then the guy said, you write the story. It'll be the AP story, you write the UP story, you write the three network stories.
We can also convert.
Don't let them write the story.
We can also convert into an important asset, I think, the fact that you had this information in hand and you avoided a golden opportunity to inform anyone in advance.
That's not bad.
This demonstrates anew the deep sincerity that you have in maintaining full trustworthy relations with the Soviets so that they can trust you not only in this, but in other even more delicate areas.
And number that, it also shows that we are playing very goddamn fair with the Senate.
Well, this is the second point I was going to make. If you give a lie to your critics and say that you will do anything to win the battle, then that you felt it is so important to the future of the United States that you wouldn't even disclose it in order to win a battle which was as important as the Mansfield Amendment. And we can get this out skillfully afterward.
Well, let's get it out. That's a good point. Because we did have the information.
Right.
We have it now. In fact, we've had it for a long time.
At least a week.
We've had this Thursday through Wednesday.
Wednesday, they met the other Thursday.
I'm looking at the record right now.
The bastards have all said,
they're hearing a Democrat.
They're saying
Saul had
proves the accuracy of what you said, that
over and over.
A big bargaining chip.
Yeah, over and over and over in every press conference, you know, so I used to say, well, now, maybe, I mean, this is part of it, we're glad that we will have offensive, but there must be offensive and defense.
And compromises, we were telling you to put it into escrow and the other personal stuff. No, I think we can, in backgrounding, and good luck, anyone who knows anything about the subject, we won't have to sell this to John Travers, for example.
No.
Remember, a lot of them don't.
No, but those who don't know about the subject.
That's round two.
We can. Well, this is actually a
I think John's point is very well taken in Ron's. That first bullet in the lead is going to set in the public line, which is what is very important to us. The round two deal, the Chalmers, Rogers, Time, and Newsweek, and Eric Severide, and John Chancellor, and so forth. That is the second wave, and that'll be very important. But that first story is terribly important because that's the one people are going to get.
As a matter of fact, Mr. President, we're tentatively planning three briefings.
Yeah, that's good.
The regular briefing after your speech, which would have
speech notes.
You're safe, which will be after we've already reached the TV awards, and then later on, in time to help carry the story over into the next cycle, later in the afternoon, or maybe early in the evening, then the experts, the diplomatic types, the Stuart Hensley's and Chael Roberts and the rest.
We should have Jonathan Steele down.
He's gone.
From time.
John Steele.
He's
here.
Well, okay.
He's among those we had one.
He wants to do a story on Saul.
Well, I
We did our best.
Yeah, we did our best.
Talk to
provided.